Our next case is 12872. All parties interested, please come forward.
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, appearing case 12872 on behalf of Baytex Energy USA Limited. We have, I think, three witnesses who are prepared to testify in this case. We have a land witness, Tim Morris. We have a engineering witness, David Veltri, and also a geologic witness, Bob Davis, who I believe is calling in right now. Bob?
Hello?
Yeah, just hang on a second.
All right.
And if I may, Mr. Examiner, just very quickly, it's a request for, I believe it's amending field rules to establish four 640-acre spacing units in 16299. Leasehold ownership is depicted on Exhibit L3. Baytex's ownership ranges from, looks like, 61% to, looks like about 80, no, to 100%. And the reservoir characteristics and economics are set forth on Exhibits E1, E2, and economics are E3 and E4. Those witnesses are available for any questions the Commission might have about this matter, and we would offer Exhibits, I guess it's L1 through L3, G1, E1 through E4.
Exhibits I receive.
I have a question regarding natural gas price on Exhibit E4 that's included. Is that in the economics, and are there gas sales now from Missouri?
I think David Veltri can answer that question. So would you state your name for the record?
Yes, David Veltri.
David, would you raise your right hand? Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
I do.
Thank you.
There are sporadic sales in the area, and it's very limited because there's a small gathering system and stripping system there. It's not available to all wells, but we're hoping to try to expand it a little bit more here in the real recent future.
Is that operated by Highlands?
Sterling. And Hess.
Okay.
It's an interruptible basis, so it's not very reliable just yet.
Well, so do you have to spell his last name for us, please?
Sure.
It's a V as in Victor, E-L-T-R-I.
David, could you tell us why you're requesting 640s on four of these and stand-up 1280s on the other seven?
Well, there is the 640s are, there's a couple of these that are already underway drilling. We think that's a more efficient way to drain some parts of this reservoir because of some of the geological attributes. In other areas, we think there are some reasons to try 1280s. And that we're investigating the effectiveness of how well the 1280s will drain some of these to the west and to the south. I think we have.
Are you targeting the Three Forks on all wells?
Yes, we are.
Your request is for three wells for 640 or 1280. How do you propose to develop a 640 and a 1280?
So I'm sorry, I didn't get that. How are we going to develop a 640?
Yeah, if you're going to drill three wells in a 640, how are they going to be located?
Well, at this point, the initial well is sort of a unique pattern, but most of them have been going from the northwest to the southeast.
So
and or some other north to south orientation.
So in a ultimate development scenario, you would drill... How would you drill the three wells?
And ultimately, the other two on the 640s would be shorter than the initial lateral.
Would they be in the same azimuth or in a different direction?
Same azimuth, same direction.
And how far apart?
I'm not sure what the... I guess I'm not sure what that orientation, that spacing would be.
Well, if you're going to drill three wells, if you drill the first one diagonally, the other ones are going to have to be north of that and south of that, I assume.
Right.
So how far apart laterally would they be?
Oh, that'd be a minimum of like 1,000 feet from each other.
And then how about on a 1280?
On a 1280, we're going from north to south. They're not diagonal across the section.
So the first well would be located
in the northwest.
And how far from the section line?
The spacing let's see.
It's 200 feet to the heel and the toe.
It's 200 feet from the heel and the toe, and I believe it's, what is it, 500 or 1220 from the west.
So the first well would be 1220.
Let's see, I've got some documents here to show.
We'd honor the commission's requirement of the 1220 setback for the first well.
The other wells, would they be located on the center line?
On the center line, and then on the same 1220 from the east half if we started on the west.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Bender, anything further on this case?
Nothing further.
That concludes the hearing in case 12872.